Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. In this week's chat with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, we are going to look back at President Trump's first 100 days in office from a business and economic standpoint. Jerry, thank you so much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
Jerry, we've heard a lot about government cuts, but what do the numbers really tell us?
Well, let's focus on Missouri. DOGE reports over $400 million of federal money to Missouri has been clawed back. The largest amount, $350 million, comes from the Missouri Department of Health and Human Services. These efforts have largely closed down the children's vaccinations, community health services, and mental health services, which in Missouri are predominantly centered on low-income and rural areas. An additional $6 million in food purchasing grants were halted, and that food would be bought from Missouri farmers and given to hungry families in Missouri. Other cutbacks regular people are going to notice include things like the Missouri History Museum, the Danforth Center, Botanical Garden, and as summer rolls around, even some of the recreational areas run by the Army Corps of Engineers will be closed or scaled back because of cutbacks there. Federal money is more important in Missouri than most other states. The average U.S. state gets about 37% of their annual budget from the feds, while Missouri gets 47.6%, making us eighth highest state in the country on that measure. So major slashes will hit us harder than the average state. Now, in some cases, Missouri will bail us out. This past week, Governor Kehoe was considering doing just that, using the Missouri state surplus to fund Head Start if Trump follows through on his threat to end that program. But other programs, like Medicaid in particular, might be too big to easily get rescued by the state. Medicaid in Missouri receives about $1.6 billion a year. To get an idea how much of a factor Medicaid is, it enrolls 1 in 5 Missourians, 1.2 million people. It covers nearly 40% of all Missouri children. It pays for 2/3 of all nursing home care in Missouri in a year. The SNAP program, which provides food, gets $356 million a year, and 7 out of every 10 SNAP participants are kids, older adults, or people with disabilities. The only advice I can give right now, the future is full of uncertainties for everyone, for all sorts of reasons. Whatever your politics, this is the time to talk to your office holders about what you want to see happen. They've probably never been in such uncharted waters before, and in the end, you, the voter, are the most important people in their lives. So let them know what you're thinking about and what's worrying you.
That is Jerome Katz, KMOX business analyst and professor at the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.